This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105 Radio.
Thank you, Ross. And it's a great pleasure to welcome into the studio Cara Mori. Cara, good afternoon.
Hello.
Now, what's your exact job title?
I'm manager of a charity called Cambridge Reuse.
Okay, and explain to us what Cambridge Reuse done. You've been going for a while, haven't you?
We've been going for over 30 years. We used to be called Cambridge Sofa. And we're a charity that solely helps people on low income to buy furniture and household goods. So we collect donations from the general public of furniture, but we're not open to the general public. So it's just purely for people, single households earning under 18,000 and couples earning under 23.
Okay, so do they get referred to you? Do you kind of work with the agencies like the Jimmies and the Winter Comforts and the council in this sort of thing? Or some people come to you direct?
Sure, yeah. We work with a large number of different agencies, including, as you said, sort of Jimmy's, Winter Comfort, Women's Aid and quite a few different agencies, but also people are able to come themselves and they just bring in proof of their income, so that can be benefit letters or wage slips, and then they get a customer card and that lasts for a year, and that means they can come in and out and buy things from us. And the idea is that they can buy anything they want from their home, and it's all at low cost because we're not open to the general public, so our prices are a lot lower.
And I've seen your warehouse, and it's a real Aladdin's cave, isn't it? You have a very wide range and a great selection of stuff.
We do, yes. I mean, we're very lucky. We get very nice donations coming in all the time. So there's basically everything to help somebody make a house into a home, from paintings to sofas, beds, wooden furniture. So yes, it's a very, very nice warehouse.
I'm saying, a great job. Because you know you're helping the poorest and the most disadvantaged to make a fresh start.
It is. It's very, very rewarding.
Excellent. But you've got a slight problem, you were telling me earlier.
We have got a problem. We have a bit of a crisis, which is that we are particularly short of volunteer van crew members. And those are basically volunteers that go out in the van and deliver furniture to customers' homes and collect from donors' homes. So it involved a little bit of heavy lifting.
I was going to say, we're talking sofas, anything sofas, from small stuff up to sofas
exactly,
and that sort of
yes.
thing. Yeah.
So we need some strong men to come and help us. And it is a worry because the charity, as I said, it's been going for over 30 years. We are unique because we solely help people that are struggling on a low income, which is exceedingly rewarding. But the worry is that if we can't get the van out and we don't have the van crew, the lifters, then we can't deliver the furniture to our customers' homes, which means that our customers are having to wait. It is a worry. The van ideally would go out Monday through to Saturday if it could, if we could get the crews.
So you've got plenty of donations and you've got plenty of people calling on resources. What's yes. the number of people use your service in a year?
We probably help around 800 or so
Good
households
Lord.
Each year.
800 households?
Yeah.
That's an awful lot of people, isn't it? It really is.
But there's definitely a lot of other people out there as well that could use our service that maybe also don't know about us. So it's, as well as the plea and for strong van crew to come and help us. I also just like to go on the radio so to build awareness so people know that they can come and use our service if they're on a low income, that we're there and we offer.
And so many families are struggling at the moment. I mean, a lot of people are hitting on hard times, and some people just aren't aware of the sort of help that people like, you know, charities and organisations like yours give.
Yeah.
It's a minefield out there. So if you start Googling, you wind up down all sorts of rabbit holes, don't you? But here you are saying, look, there is direct help available, and all we need is just a little bit of proof of income. So that's amazing.
And it's helping people's living environment, you know, to have a nice living environment and nice things around you is so important, I think, for your mental well-being as well, just to have a nice room to sit in.
Well, especially because a lot of these people, I mean, I can imagine some women who've been victims of domestic violence and things like that, maybe have been in a refuge, and then along come the city council or whoever and say, look, we've got you a place, but it's four walls and a door.
Yeah.
And you've got to turn that's great, you've got your own key and your own front door, but you've got to make that into a home.
Yes.
And yeah, it's just, you can't do it on the high street nowadays, can you? Stuff is so expensive. So organisations like yours, it's an absolute godsend for these people.
I think it helps people to make it when you're making a fresh start.
Yeah.
You know, it's a new beginning for a lot of people, and having a nice home, a nice environment is part of it. It's part of rebuilding your life again. And,
and to come along to a place like yours and going, oh, yeah, that would be nice, and I love that, and I want that. Yeah. You think,
you can afford it all without the stress.
Wonderful. Now, in the past, then you've been able to get these van crews by other means. It's sort of the volunteering scheme has slightly changed on you over the years. Is that right?
I think yes. We have struggled the last couple of years particularly for the role of van crew.
We're defining van crew as not necessarily people who drive. In fact, not people who are drivers. So these are the others, the lifters and shifters.
The lifters, yeah. Ideally, you would have a driver and you'd have two van crew members, two lifters going out with the driver.
Right.
It makes it easier. Obviously, there's three people then. Like I said, ideally it would go out Monday to Saturday. At the moment, we don't get it out probably about half that amount of time. We're also looking at, you know, it doesn't necessarily, whereas before we used to ask that a van crew member did one whole day a week. We're looking at the possibility of somebody that's interested in volunteering maybe doing, you know, from 9 till 1, a morning session or an afternoon session, instead of the whole day. Obviously, some people work shift patterns and, you know, would like to help for the cause but can't give a whole day. So a half a day, just anybody that's listening that is interested in helping us, it would be wonderful.
So really, the only criteria is you need to be, you know, able-bodied and reasonably fit and strong.
Yes.
Because you are going to be lifting.
Yes.
So, yeah, yes. Okay. That's fair enough. And I'm sure if I don't say it, somebody will come in and tell me. You know, I am presuming you would take. I mean, there are plenty of fit and strong women out there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, ladies, if you're up for it, you know, there's no. It's not a case of you need men.
No. Nope.
If the ladies... And I can imagine some circumstances where that would actually be a real bonus. There might be some... Again, coming back to sort of women, perhaps who suffered, would quite like to see a couple of ladies turn up with the furniture.
Yeah,
that would be very reassuring for them. Yeah. I would have thought. So, all right. So, what sort of commitment are you looking for from people? What would they be kind of signing up for if they volunteered for you?
As little as one shift a week.
Right.
It doesn't need to be any more than that. You know, if we get enough volunteers and we can get the van sorted out, then yes, as little as. One shift a week. A shift can be half a day or a whole day, just once a week.
All right. And if people want to get involved, how quickly could you get them in through and out on the road?
If people want to get involved, then if I leave my phone number and email, then definitely ring me. And then you would come in, have a chat to us and everything. And we would take it from there.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right. Now, look, I guess I'm right in saying that, you know, at this point, if you don't have a van out there doing this stuff, you're not getting the collection, so people are going to wind up getting rid of perfectly good items some other way. Let's, God forbid, don't take it down the landfill or something like that. And people who are really in need and there is stuff there for them can't get started, can't get it in their house. So it's really, it is critical for you, isn't it? It's the fundamental bit of what you do.
Yes.
So we need to help Cambridge Reuse. So how are we going to do this again? Just remind us, is there a website or how do people get in touch with you?
You can call me directly on 01223 414 554 or email Cara, C-A-R-A, at cambridgereuse.org.uk.
All right, brilliant. If you're just out driving along, if you just Google Cambridge Reuse, it'll all come up. All the details will be there. And if you ring the office or anything, they'll get you through to Cara.
Yeah, the website is fine. It's got the main phone number on. If you have that in front of you, just use that. That's fine too.
Fantastic. All right, well, it's Cara. It's lovely to meet you. We're going to get you involved and be charity of the month and things like that. But right now, we need to fix this problem.
Thank you. Yes,
so we need to get some drivers. So come on, if you're out there and you're thinking, I'd like to get on about, you're going to meet people, you're going to be working. Welcome to wherever you go.
It's good fun.
I can imagine it is that you're out there with a couple of other people out doing the rounds. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're going to have to do some heavy lifting and bits and bobs from time to time, but you know what? What a worthwhile cause. Yeah. So there we are. Well, Cara, thank you very much indeed for coming in this afternoon. I hope we can generate some volunteers for you. If you are driving along thinking, I need to know about this, don't worry. Just Google it. You'll be fine. Or else send us a text or an email at here at the radio station, and we'll make sure you get Cara's details. So there we are. That's Cambridge Reuse, Cara and Maury. Thank you very much indeed for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you.
And we hope it all gets sorted.